Chapter 29. Charlemagne. How Charlemagne, the king of the Franks, came to bear the title of emperor and tried to revive the old ideal of world empire. The Battle of Poitiers had saved Europe from the Mohammedans, but the enemy within, the hopeless disorder which had followed the disappearance of the Roman police officer, that enemy remained. It is true that the new converts of the Christian faith in northern Europe felt a deep respect for the mighty Bishop of Rome, but that poor bishop did not feel any too safe when he looked toward the distant mountains. Heaven knew what fresh hordes of barbarians were ready to cross the Alps and begin a new attack on Rome. It was necessary, very necessary, for the spiritual head of the world to find an ally with a strong sword and a powerful fist, who was willing to defend his holiness in case of danger. And so the popes, who were not only very holy, but also very practical, cast about for a friend, and presently they made overtures to the most promising of the Germanic tribes who had occupied northwestern Europe after the fall of Rome. They were called the Franks. One of their earliest kings, called Merovech, had helped the Romans in the Battle of the Catalaunian Fields in the year 451, when they defeated the Huns.